Hi, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to read post number 14, update number 14, brother sister on vacation at my parents, and I guess I live in a porno. So, if you don't know, we just came off of a really intense post number 13. I think it's my favorite so far. So if you haven't listened to it, you need to go back and listen to it because it's, I don't know if you could top that, how hot it was, the tension, everything. Anyway, so I'm going to read post number 14. Oh, and I forgot to mention, this is written by user select gift. All right. I come to you this morning after the most surreal night of my life. Like, it feels like I just, honestly, I'm not even sure what an appropriate description for it would be. So weird. Everything just feels like I'm in a dream. I did not sleep at all, so I apologize if I'm a little loopy. I almost feel drunk. Okay, let's go in order. This'll run long. Like mentioned in the last post, my intention with my parents and sister is to try to get close to them, remind them that I love them, and that there isn't anything they can't tell me or that I won't accept. So, in an almost systematic way, I decided to make some time bond with each of them. We can probably agree that having my sister read my face, one of the highlights of my life, absolutely counts as bonding. One person off the list. However, as fun as that was, I feel like there was an element of seriousness that needed to follow. Now I've done my bit. I played it by ear, followed her lead, went with the flow, did jazz hands and sucked Father Fate's dick while playing with my balls. I surrendered control of the situation as much as I could, but things have evolved to a point where my sister and I needed to have a conversation about things. We were way too close to having sex, not to talk about things. After all, the first of my two rules is not to fuck without talking about it. And, unlike my loser sister, I am incorruptible. As suspected, my parents went to a hotel room after their date to fuck. Thursday morning, they rolled in around 11 a.m., good for them. With them at the house, I knew I couldn't have a conversation with my sister. I went and woke my sister up very lovingly and told her we'd be going out to brunch. While she got ready, I told both my mom and my dad that this weekend I wanted them to make time for me individually. I'd take them out on their own Friday and Saturday and to pick the time and day they wanted. They both loved the idea and very much enjoyed my sudden burst of confidence, a result of the ego boost I got from making my sister come so hard that she cried, LOL. My sister announced that she was ready and we headed out. Acting like a very happy couple, we went out to our favorite brunch restaurant and ordered. Even though I was enjoying the brand new load of confidence, I was still pretty nervous to have this conversation about things. You'd think that after not only growing up with this girl, but also eating her ass, I'd feel comfortable enough to ask her a couple of questions. But at least when it comes to this girl, my pusillanimity exceeds my courage. About 3 or 4 mimosas in, I tell her, not ask her, that we were having this conversation. She pulled out the old faithful. A serious conversation is the best way to ruin a lovely date card. I didn't take it this time. In order to continue the spirit of going with the flow, I told her we could play around all she wanted and not talk about most things. But we needed to talk about one. She stayed quiet. I said, because I'm not an asshole, I will share you my rules. In case you need a reminder, my two rules were, we won't fuck without talking about it, and if there's ever any risk of our ruining our sibling or family relationship, things end completely. Her only response to them was, I think they're reasonable. So as long as we don't fuck, we don't need to get into the nitty-gritty of anything else. I confirmed, and she said, oh shit. Awesome. I navigate my life mostly feeling confident around people and comfortable to play it cool. But fuck, do I hate how she has this way of making me feel like a fucking nerd. I'm not a nerd. I'm super cool, I swear. I'm totally rad. I also asked her if she wanted to talk about the possibility of the waitress comes, so we had an awkward silence. About the possibility of having sex. She said, who says I want to fuck you? In a sassy tone. I responded, you did, when you were playing with my dick and riding my face, remember? Oh shit, true, was the best she could come up with. She immediately changed the topic, which I took as its own answer. Fine, if she doesn't want to talk about it, we don't need to. Cool, cool. I don't want to have sex with her, sobs quietly. As the breakfast continued, we got a little more sappy. Thankfully, not too sappy for a public place. When the mood felt right, I said, I love you. I hope you know how much I love you. Beyond all this crazy shit we've been doing, you're my best friend. She responded, I love you too. You're also my best friend. You're the person that I trust the most. While it was very heartwarming to hear this, I also squinted my eyes a little bit and sighed. How come you trust me, but you won't share with me what's happening at the house, you fool? Whatever. I just let it go. I do want to give her the benefit of the doubt and assume she wouldn't, at this point at least, hide something big from me. We've built a whole lot of trust in the last months. On our drive home, however, I did feel a little more bold and said, can I ask you a question? I keep walking in to the room and seeing you and mom and dad end whispered conversations very abruptly. I feel very out of the loop. Is there anything serious going on? What do you mean serious? Was her response. I don't know. I just feel a little bit left out, I guess. Clearly, you guys are so much closer amongst each other than I am with you as a group. I was just wondering if I can be let into this little secret. Genuinely, I said this in the most authentic, vulnerable manner possible. No, there's no secret. You're up to date, she said, smiling and holding my hand a little harder. Okay, but please know you can tell me anything, was my reply. She just smiled. I did feel a little bummed out, but I also felt like maybe I'm overthinking things. Maybe I'm trying to find stuff where there isn't. Why would she lie to me at this point? I know a lot of you think I'm a moron, and you're 100% correct. But this quote-unquote sex theory feels so out of left field. I know you disagree. I acknowledge it. The rest of the way home, I remained mostly quiet, incapable of thinking about anything else. I think she could tell. When we got home, the rest of the day played fairly normal. She had to go to school, parents had to go to work. I stayed home and worked. After dinner, at a responsible time, everyone started talking about going to bed. I was feeling a little salty, so I decided to stay in my room, with the lights off and my headphones on, so as not to give any signal that I was awake. I came out of the room after about 30 minutes and just hung out in the dark, waiting for something to happen. Nothing did. Oh my God, I'm so bad at being concise. I'm not even to the good part. Friday was for Mom, Saturday for Dad. I won't go into too much detail here. They both were very grateful for being taken out. With Mom's date, there was a surplus of effort to make a special dinner. It was actually very romantic, for lack of a better word. fancy restaurant with live music, dancing, walk on the park, and one last little bit of stargazing. Now, before anyone messages me telling me how much I want to fuck my mom, I didn't experience any romance in the state. It was very much just dedicating time and doing something that would make her happy. And it did. She seemed very appreciative of the evening. We had a couple of heart-to-hearts, and I tried to explicitly clarify to her how much I love her and how much I regret not having the same sort of relationship she has with my sister now. We talked about our previous issues, and I told her I would love the opportunity to be her friend as well as her kid, just like my sister. She said she'd love that. Without sharing too much of a deeply personal conversation with her, she told me that sometimes she feels really guilty how her relationship went, that sometimes she fears all the demanding results ruin my life. After all, I did abstain myself from following some dreams in order to achieve whatever goals we had previously established were important. She confessed that sometimes she tells herself not to follow certain passions or dreams because she lost the right to do so when she stopped me from doing the same. It was a long conversation. Obviously, I told her I had no resentments, that I loved her and understood that whatever pressure she applied came only from love, and that it's not her fault that she's a little crazy. She liked that. I told her to please count on me if at any moment support is needed. She thanked me once more and told me that she loved me. The evening ended with a handy from my mom. LOL. I kid the Reddit folk. That surprised me. On Saturday, my parents were in and out all day. Whenever they would go out, my sister would rush into my room and flash her boobs and then run away. I eventually went over to flash her my balls. Miraculously, this resulted in her giving me a quick hand job. It was very to the point, nothing crazy. Well, that's a development. My dad is a lot more chill, so on the date with him, it was just as good, just more focused on quote-unquote, doing the fun stuff we used to do together, end quote. We had cigars, got drunk, hung out, and he gave me a blowjob at the end of the night, blah, blah, blah. Now the good stuff. Last night, I made a massive meal for everyone. It's early, around 10 p.m. Everyone says they'll start winding down and go to bed. My sister is the first one to go. I was also fairly tired and prepared to go to bed. My mom and dad stayed behind, enjoying some wine out on the terrace. I've been staying up late so that when I got to bed, I couldn't fall asleep. I pulled my phone out and hung out for a bit. After about 2 hours, I hear the now all too familiar sound of moans reverberating in the house. I can hear this in my room, so someone's being awfully ballsy. I came out of my room and checked on my sister. She's in her room. I then quietly make my way down to the kitchen. From there, I can see my mom sitting on the arm of the patio chair and my dad on his knees going down on her like a champ. Automatically, I was about to do what I promised myself I would if I caught them again and turned to leave. But maybe just one more second. Maybe I can watch them for just a minute and then go to bed. Just a quick peek for jerk-off inspo, and off I go. A robe and my boxers are the only things I'm wearing. Naturally, while I watch them, I run my dick over my underwear. Mom's fully naked body is displayed directly toward me. There's no chance they can see me. I've tested it. So I really got front row seats to this show. Out of nowhere, I get startled by this hand coming from behind me, straight to my dick, jumping. I let out a soft, "Jesus Christ!" And I turned around. My sister was behind me and calmed me down with a very cheeky, "Ooh, what are you doing here? Sneaky snake." After calming down, I told her I heard some moans and came out to investigate. She tells me she could hear them too. A second passed by, and we just stared at each other in silence. She broke the silence, asking me, "Are you going to jerk off?" I said, "No. I was just about to go to bed, actually. I wouldn't want them to catch me out here with my dick out." Explaining, she watched them countless times. She felt confident they would be way too distracted to come in. Mom can't get pregnant, so it's not like Dad's going to come in for condoms. Seeing her being a connoisseur of my parents' sex life left me a little perplexed. I said, "What about lube? Older women sometimes need lube. What if he needs some?" My sister just chuckled and said, "Look at Dad's face. Does he look like he needs lube?" True. His face was absolutely soaked from going down on her. The pussy juices glistened with the light of the candles they had and the fire table. Without responding, I just went back to looking at them, with her standing next to me, also enjoying the show. Her hand came back to my dick. She rubbed it a few times before pulling it out of my underwear the whole way. She positioned herself behind me, with her hand going around, jerking me off. As she stroked my dick, she whispered in my ear, "Don't you wish we were the ones out there, that it was you who was eating my pussy?" Her other hand came up to my head and stroked my hair. "Do you remember how wet I got for you? I wish you were eating my pussy right now." My dick, as hard as it can get. Her hands are so soft and cold on it. Dad gets up and Mom goes down to suck his dick. My sister asked me, "There's no way they would come in here right now. Would you like me to suck your cock?" I still didn't feel like it was too safe. We did have a few glasses of wine with dinner, so I felt like maybe my sister was too tipsy to know any better. I told her this, and she told me she's just extremely confident they will stay out there until they're done. She didn't insist on sucking me and continued stroking. We can both see Mom gagging as she deep throats my dad. My underwear fell all the way down, so I picked it up and put it in my robe's pocket. My sister turned me around and asked me to take her underwear off. She was wearing a little silk robe and her underwear. I do as she tells me to, and now we're both naked with only robes. Even though I'm trying to be careful, I couldn't take it. Her in front of me and her beautiful, tight, naked body there for the taking. I launched myself at her to kiss her, and she pretty much jumped for me to hold her up while we kissed. At the same time, my mom is being turned around against the chair. Before being fully turned away, my mom rubs her pussy with a flat hand and uses her juices to wet my dad's dick with a couple of strokes. When she was in position, Dad started fucking her from behind. As Mom moans, my sister has her legs around me, and my dick is as hard as it can be, making contact with her asshole. Surreal. I sit my sister on the kitchen table and go down on her, but only for a few seconds out of fear of being caught. It feels like we're playing with fire here. Even though I only ate her pussy for a few moments, my face is completely covered in her juices. Just like Dad's was. Mom's now being rotated to be fucked up the front on the bigger couch. My sister tells me we shouldn't be out here for much longer, and I agreed. I thought this was my cue to leave, but clearly my sister and I had understood the same conversation differently. She got on her knees, brought her tits closer to my dick, and jerked me off diabolically fast. "I want you to come all over me Please, baby, please. She has this begging tone that drives me up the fucking wall. LOL. I completely understand. It's just her being theatric. But it still drives me crazy. It wasn't more than 10 seconds after that. Her neck, her tits, and the parts of her chin were covered with my cum. She tried to use her index finger to scoop some of it and put it in her mouth, almost deep-throating herself with it. What a fucking deviant. Seeing this, my dick twitched one last time, almost as if saying, if it could come more, it would. She got up, gave me a kiss, and led me to our rooms. On our way back, I thought I'd be going into her room to finish her off. But she told me it's too risky once they get back inside, and we should play it safe. While that logic sounded absolutely batshit compared to what we had just done, I agreed. I had just blown my complete cum reserves, and my body was going into battery-saving mode. We made out for a second or two before we both went to bed. I fell asleep as soon as my head hit the pillow. If the goal of this weekend was to bond, I'd call it a damn success. There are a few smaller things that happened with my parents and my sister. Things they said in conversation that were a little odd. But God knows, this is long enough and they weren't all that important. My brain is still scrambling from last night. Does it count as a family orgy? It felt very teen skeety. I don't think it counts, but it's probably as close as I can handle. As a final note, the reason why my parents had to be traveling so much is because they're building offices for their business in another country. Yesterday, my dad told us he had to leave at the beginning of December for a few weeks. He'd be going back for Christmas, so only Mom will be home then. Which is good news / bad news situation. Good news is that my mom will probably need to go into the office every day. Bad news is she'll be here every night. I'm thinking that if there's going to be time to have sex with my sister, it'll be then. So we'll see. Bye, gang. Be good and behave. Oh, so post number 14 is also very fucking hot. I wanted to make a note that it's very like, I'm glad that he's like sticking to his rules, but his sister is very like, she's pushing him. It's good. It's cute. I think it's cute. We'll see how this goes. I mean, you know, I think his humor is so funny. I really like it. Like, cool. I don't want to have sex with her. Sobs quietly. That's funny. And then like also referencing this Reddit sub is funny when he says things. So you must be reading a lot of the stuff in here. So on to post number 15. This one's interesting. The title changed. B/S, F/D, M/D. So brother, sister, father, daughter, mother, daughter, on vacation at my parents. And you can say, I told you so. Update number 15. Oh boy. Folks, what a life. With this post, I use for the first time FD, MD tags. And with them comes a knot in my stomach that sits like a big tin of fettuccine Alfredo before a 5K run. I really don't know how I feel. I was freaking out quite a bit, but after having about a day to calm down, I'm feeling much better today. Still a bit uneasy. Let's jump in. Also, props to you, if you got my reference there. I'm trying to be respectful and let everyone be, But oh my God, is it hard? From conversations I've had with my sister weeks ago, I knew this week was a week off training in school, almost like a reading week. However, on Monday, my parents left for work in the afternoon and, quote, gave my sister a ride to school, end quote. I really didn't think anything about it until a couple of hours later. I texted my sister to ask her what time she thought they'd be getting home and got no response. Well, that's interesting. They were gone for about 5 to 6 hours and came back home together. When I had a chance, I asked my sister why she needed to go to school if she was off for the week. It was obvious she was thinking of an answer. It just took her a bit too long to reply. Quote, oh, some of the girls in the team and I still doing practice. Just as general workouts. Then we just hang out. End quote. Like every single other instance in which I've been suspicious of something, this was a pretty reasonable answer. As much as I would like to abstain myself from doing it, I couldn't resist. I stayed up late and waited to see if my sister would leave her room once we had all gone to bed. About an hour in, I hear her door open. I decided to stay in bed for a minute or two and then come out to see what she was up to. After all, she could be just going to the bathroom. It was a big surprise when she opened my bedroom door. I was in bed and on my phone. Without saying anything, she closed the door behind her, walked over to my bed, got under the sheets, and cuddled with me. She also took one of my headphones out and put it on so we could both watch the video I was watching. In silence, I embraced her as she came in. After a second or two, I noticed she was sniffling quite a bit and asked her if she was okay. As soon as I asked, I could tell she was and had been crying. Of course, I got super concerned and asked her what was wrong. I'm not going to get into too much detail, but she explained that she was just feeling a little overwhelmed by things. Not just our thing, although it did come with some weight, but just different aspects of her life in general, responsibilities and whatnot. She assured me that it wasn't a big deal and that she was just hit by a train of uneasiness while in bed. This made me feel like a real piece of shit for wanting to catch her in the act. Like I've concluded for 1,000 times. If there's something going on, it's right to keep it away from whoever they want. I guess it just hurts to feel like I'm being lied to. She told me that there were a lot of things going on in her life, and she didn't want to get into it. But one of the things that she was a little concerned about was that she was starting to get deeper feelings for me. I don't know if I'm falling in love with you, because I've always loved you. I just feel like I love you more than ever. I didn't know what to say, probably because I feel very much the same. I wouldn't say I'm in love with my sister, but I certainly love her more than I ever have. I held her tight and told her we'd always love each other, no matter what comes our way. This is doomed to end. Immigration processes are not the kind of thing that you can do on a whim. It would take years for us to be able to be together. So a long-term arrangement is very unlikely. Holding her tightly, I told her we'd enjoy what we have as long as we could, and that we'd play it by ear after that. I comforted her the best I could, and we just enjoyed each other's company. We had a chance to make out a little bit, which is always a treat. She ended up spending the night in my bed. Obviously, these nice moments can't come without a weird moment to follow them. As my eyes opened the next morning, I saw the general shape of a person standing over us. Uh-oh. As quickly as I opened my eyes, I closed them and was about to drift off to sleep again. But suddenly, my brain finished processing what I just saw, and my eyelids popped open immediately. My mom was standing there looking at us. Did you guys sleep in the same bed overnight? She asked in a confused tone. It would have been off to do this before. To my mom, this would have been really weird. Frozen, I just stayed there without saying anything for a second. My brain was still booting up. Finally, my mouth came in to help. Oh, she was having really bad anxiety last night and asked me if we could talk, and we just fell asleep here, I said, surprising even myself. I guess it's not untrue. It's just one of those moments where one's paranoid ass thinks they've just been caught. The answer seemed satisfactory to my mom, and she asked if she was better now. I told her she was, and my sister started waking up at this moment. My mom told us they were on their way out and told my sister they'd come pick her up after lunch. When my mom left, I asked my sister where they were going, and she told me some errands needed to be run, but didn't get into specifics. Before I could ask her, she yelled, "Mom? Dad?" We waited a minute to hear something back and realized they were gone. As soon as we did, she came in for an incredibly passionate kiss. She thanked me for comforting her at the time and told me she woke up feeling very loved. As we were kissing, almost as I didn't have an option, she took my underwear off and pulled my dick out. She would stroke it while kissing, stopping only for a moment to take her clothes off. Immediately after, she went down and started sucking my dick. It was heaven. My dick would make it all the way to the very back of her throat, with her only breathing heavier and not letting a single sound out. I could tell she was gagging, but she would do it like a champ. Every time my cock came out of her mouth, she'd stroke it and spread the moisture of all her spit. I absolutely love messy blowjobs, and it seemed like she knew exactly what I liked. My hand would come in only to wipe drool and pre-cum off her face and guide her to kiss me, only to put her back onto my dick. Given that it was the beginning of the day, I was still a little groggy, so it took a while for her to make me come. But I enjoyed every second of it. I started getting close, and she started sucking harder, as if she could tell. She would take breaks, jerking me and telling me, "Please, baby, come for me. I want you to come inside my mouth." It didn't take long after that. I exploded inside her mouth with her moaning as my cum rushed down her throat. She would swallow as it came out. For about a full 2 to 3 minutes after I came, she would lick my dick, go down and make out with my balls and jerk me off gently. She did it until my dick could not be hard any longer. So cum remained on her face, and she would scoop it with her index finger and then lick it clean. After a moment of silence, she kissed me and said, "I gotta take a shower now." We took a shower together, and while nothing major happened, it really allowed me to feel like we had made it now, like the penny dropped at this point. We are in an ongoing sexual relationship. It's not just doing a couple of casual things to play around anymore. Heaven. The afternoon came around and I was left alone in the house. I'm watching TV and the fire alarm starts to go off. The battery is out. I'm looking around the house and I can't find any anywhere. My dad is 100% the kind of guy that would walk around with batteries in his pocket, so I figured that maybe he had some in his nightstand. I go to check and he indeed has some. While I'm in their room, though, I know it's wrong, but I can't resist the temptation and decide to go look into my mom's nightstand. When I open her nightstand drawer, I find several sex toys. A couple of butt plugs, a blindfold, and a dildo, and lots of batteries, lol. I giggled for a second until I realized this dildo was the same kind my sister used when we were masturbating together in her room. The idea that my mom and sister would go out and buy sex toys together blew my mind. But a thought creeped in. Maybe I should go check my sister's nightstand. I put everything back in its place and go to her drawer to find her dildo isn't there. I check under her pillows and bed, but nothing. The idea that they share a sex toy is even more mind-shattering, unbelievable. I really didn't know what to do with this information. Everyone got back about 2 hours after heading out. I can't really tell my sister about it, as I know what I did was not cool. The rest of the day, I just kind of kept to myself. I didn't even know how to react. Immediately, I started freaking out. After calming down and thinking for a minute, some conclusions were made. I'm going to give you the executive notes of the freakout. First, whatever's happening needs to be addressed as a private matter. If they're doing something sexual, which at this point I admit is probably the case, I need to find the strength to respect the fact they're not telling me. Second, there's no unambiguous evidence that they are having sex specifically. At this point, there is only evidence that they are hiding something from me and that it's probably sexual in nature. But not necessarily sex. For all we know, my sister and mom may just be gross and share a dildo. Other than that, we'd be jumping to conclusions, which takes us to the third point. I'm not going to confront them at this point. Doing so would only make me sound super fucking creepy, which, admittedly, I am, and puts me at risk for asking, quote, "Are you guys having sex?" end quote, and them reacting with, quote, "What the fuck? No, get the fuck out. That's gross," end quote. So at this point, I will continue to just mind my own business. I will also stop looking into it. At least, I need to learn to control my curiosity. Like I said, it's their own business, and I need to find a way to make peace with it. However, even respecting their freedom as individuals, I don't really appreciate being lied to, especially if my relationship with my sister is moving forward. So, if things are to continue developing in terms of this quote-unquote relationship, I will need at some point to clear things up. So, if I do ever get an unambiguous sense that they are having sex, I'll need to approach it with my sister. A friend I chat with told me, quote, "Well, you guys aren't technically exclusive," end quote, and as much as I hate to agree with her, it's true. All that has been discussed until now has been that I'm definitely leaving soon. And even at the beginning of this whole thing, I said I didn't really care if she was seeing someone on the side. I suppose that should include my parents, right? Right, guys? Right? Right? I really didn't know what to do with this information. Everyone got back about 2 hours after heading out. I can't really tell my sister about it, as I know that what I did was not cool. The rest of the day, I kind of just kept to myself. I didn't even know how to react. Today was a very quiet day. I worked for most of the morning, and everyone here just hung out. At around 3 or 4, my sister said she was leaving for practice. She took her own car. Minutes later, my parents left the house without me noticing. No one's answering their texts. I'm having experiences I would never even dreamed of. The recent events in my life feel real while I'm experiencing them, but as soon as they're done, they become surreal, almost like a half remembered dream. To think that only 2 weeks ago, I thought that seeing my sister parade around me in underwear was the hottest thing I'd experienced. It's quite literally incredible. Because of that, however, I'm so fearful of doing anything that may jeopardize any of it. My relationship with my sister, the additional closeness I've been able to establish with my parents, their relationship, and whatever nature it may have. At the same time, it upsets me to feel like something is going on, but not knowing exactly what it is. On top of feeling like something's being kept from me or that I'm being lied to, I think my sister knows that something's off. There have been other tiny interactions I haven't included here where I asked her about them not being home and she has started to question why I ask. I continue to remind myself to focus on bonding with everyone growing our relationship and making them feel more comfortable around me, but it's definitely hard. Okay, lastly, I humbly admit you were right. As I've told some of you that have messaged me, it's not that I completely discarded the theory. After all, that's why I've shared all this information with you from the get-go, but I genuinely believed something like this would be at the bottom of the list of possibilities. It's so unlike the household that I grew up in. Something like this would mean that the personality of the three people I grew up with have changed drastically in the last few years. Some of you had said it though, 3 months ago, it seemed impossible to me that I'd be in this situation. Like I said earlier, there isn't any specific indication that they're having sex. Specifically that, but I agree, it's a safe bet that they are involved with each other in some other way. I'm sorry if I've been rude or a little mocking along the way. LOL. If only, out of solidarity, spare me the quote-unquote, I told you so. And if you must do it, come up with a creative way to do it. Write a big speech and sneak it in somewhere. Get us invested and then drop it on us passionately. Even if I've been a dick to your theories, thank you so much for being supportive along the way. It's been awesome to have you with me. I really don't know what I would do if I didn't have an outlet to talk about this shit. So I leave you, hopefully, keeping me company in the confusion. And that's the end of post 15, update 15. Interesting. Something's going on with, at least with mom and daughter. Like maybe she's, maybe the mom is like very open with her daughter. Like they have that connection, that trust. I mean, that's what I could think of. I don't know if they share the sex toys. That's kind of weird, but you know, I guess as long as you clean, it's fine. Yeah, nothing about the dad. I don't know, kind of suspicious about the leaving at the same time and keeping secrets, but maybe they're just not ready to share it with him. So, the other comment is his sister going down on him and sucking his cock. That was hot. He kind of glossed over the details a little bit, I think, because it's real. Sometimes when we write, we do that. But it's still there, so it's good. I'm going to keep reading. I'll just make it a different post.